It's clean blood. It's clean blood. It's clean blood. It's clean blood. It's clean. It's clean. It's clean. It's clean blood. It's clean blood.
This is terrible. Sorry about all that clean blood. I wasn't prepared. I'm still not. I'm trying to get my headphones out. This is because of Cheryl. Due to her ugliness. And let's see, put headphones on. Okay, Melvin, hey, hold on. Hello?
Testing.
Can you hear me? Oh, let's turn up the volumes. Hello, everyone. It's Madge. I'm a lesbian with food allergies, and
it's clean blood.
I'm sorry about that. That wasn't really an accident. I actually did that on purpose. I don't know why. I think I was trying to be the John Cage of clean blood.
It's clean blood. It's clean blood. It's clean blood. It's clean blood. It's clean blood.
Sorry. I'm so depressed. But I had this dream that I just was thinking about now, and I wanted to tell you, because, you know, I don't remember dreams very often. I mean, who does? But, of course, it was a sex dream, so I do. And I'm going to try to not, Vera Drake from the subject too much, because I want to tell this a story. And then I'm going to, you know what, I'm going to put my feet up here. Anyway, I have my feet up above my head, so hopefully I'll have a little brain power. Doesn't it suck that we all die? Isn't that shitty? I mean, seriously, isn't that really fucking shitty? I think it is. I don't understand people that, like, want to die or that are suicidal. I really don't. I mean, I get super depressed. Like, right now, I'm so depressed. But, good Lord, I'd be a hell of a lot more depressed if I thought I was going to die. Jesus. That's what makes me depressed in the first place. I don't ever understood that. That's one of these weird things. Anyway, I have food allergies and I'm a lesbian. I'm Norm Augustinus. Oh, no, sorry. That's a different person. Norm is in the closet with his dick out. I'm out here in the place with my lips out. So I had this dream, and it was interesting because it was very sexual, very sensuous. And I was having the bareback sex with a very beautiful woman in the dream. And I remember thinking, no, I can't do this. It's bareback sex. I need the gentle dam and all this business, you know, like I always do in R period, L period. And she's like, no, no, trust me, you don't understand, you don't understand. And then so we did it, and it was really very sensual and good. Probably because I haven't masturbated my vagina this whole fucking week, because I've been masticating, whatever you call it. And so, right. So it was a wonderful sex thing. And then we did it again, maybe on another part of the dream. When I woke up and realized it was a dream, I realized why this woman was so right in my dream. because it was a dream. You can't get AIDS in your dream. You can have as much bareback blood, sex, blood fart as you want, and you're not going to get the AIDS. You can do drugs. Well, I mean, a lot of people do drugs anyway. I don't. You can do whatever you want in your dreams. And, yeah. So, I'm going to go ahead and do that some more. I thought, well, maybe I'll just get laid in my dreams and become a nun. A Jewish nun like Marilyn, the Super Turtles lady from the opera house who got me in to see Dr. Atomic, which would, I think, got me even more depressed. That was the end of the world. Let's play Japanese children crying out for water after Hiroshima. That's actually what they played at the end. Oh, Lord have mercies. And cheese. So I'm here somewhere in Miami, and I finally get to see Trotsky again, which is wonderful. I'm leaving on December 29th back to Chicago. Oh, I shouldn't say dates, should I? Fuck it. I'm going back before New Year's. And that's it. I can't get enough work done here, and I've had too much vacation, and that's what this is. And I gotta do shit. Gotta do shit. Gotta do work, and I'm happy, and I want my life back. You know? It's hard, because I feel like, I want to make a lot of people happy. You know, I don't know why people want my company, because I'm such a cunt, but, you know, I feel like I want to make people happy, and I kind of overextend my lesbianhood along with my clitoral hood. I want to know something, though, audience. What the fuck is with all the lights on? You know, all this talk about the global warming, and are you green, are you red, are you purple, whatever. And then I walk down any given street, no matter how dead it is, and with this, if there's stores on it, every fucking light is on. And still, they have stores with, like, especially hair salons for some reason, they have, like, 4 or 5 flat panel screens, you know, at, like, 2 in the morning, playing pictures of people's hair. Yeah, or people, models, and fashion TV, and all this crap, and it's like, can you imagine if somebody from the future could come and look at this crap and see, my God, look at how you're just wasting what you had. But anyway, I've been watching a lot of these scientific talks. And I've been putting the links to them. I've been watching a lot of video blogs, a lot, a lot. I wish they were more entertaining than they are. You know, and it's not that they're not good. It's just that most of them are very short. And I've said this for a long time, but I'm a fan of long form or medium form content. And it's really hard for me to watch. It's much easier for me to watch a 20-minute documentary than a 5-minute, short with lots of fast edits. Even though that's what I make myself, but I'm an asshole. But anyway, so there's this thing, it's called TED, some sort of science convention. It's a podcast. I don't know, you can go to videocaster.org and, you know, under science, you'll see it, some of them. Fascinating, fascinating stuff. Really, just wonderful science. And it's just fun to, like, learn about things other than vaginas, you know. Am I recording? Yes. Let me make sure. God, why do chorus lines keep going? God, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. I really need it. Depression is an insidious thing. So anyway, so why are the lights on everywhere? Why? You know, but anyway, one of the scientists was talking about how, you know, it's definitely possible to solve this global warming with science. Yeah, and he pointed to the example of Mount Pinatubo when it erupted that year, like the Earth was a lot cooler or something, because of the sulfur reflected away a lot of the heat. So it technically would be possible to put like a bunch of sulfur in the air, you know, at the top of the clouds, you know, this hasn't been thoroughly thought out, obviously, and I'm not a scientist. But so in this example, in a crude example of it, you know, you could put some sulfur all over the fucking clouds and blow up another, you know, just blow up a country with a nuke. Maybe that's why they want to blow up Iran's, so they can use all the debris to stop global warming some more. Yeah, right, like anybody would even want to do that. Right. I was particularly, anyway, why do I even talk about external events? You know, I talk about self-obsessive things and then people tell me they've had the best shows in years. And, you know, I kind of agree with them. I mean, not that there's the best show, I think they sucked, but I'm just kind of thinking, like, you know, I often say things to get attention. Like, I'll say, oh, I'm quitting. You know, I'm going to go and get a mastectomy, a third mastectomy in Tijuana, and then I'm going to be off for a month, you know. So I can say, oh, Joe, leave. Well, I ain't leaving. This isn't about leaving. But I'll tell you, it's just that with respect to politics and the world, I'm just starting to, like, I think part of me wants to just let that caring part of me die. Like it used to be, you know, because in college I was very, you know, critical thinking, much like this. I was in the business school and I would criticize everything. I got D's and F's, but it was so wonderful to challenge all these idiots. But then I went into the work world and the hospitals and the girl band, and you know, I lost my compassion, and all, you know, and I didn't understand it anymore. I was just like in my own world of making money, and well, you can hear it when you play those old programs of mine, because that's where I was. It was like saving 401k, doing stuff, but you know, it was, yeah. So I'm kind of like, I don't know, I feel like I might just suck back into that. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I mean, the only news I can listen to is Democracy Now, because I feel like it's the truth. So they had a, you know, I don't remember who it was talking about the Ohio election. And he said, I don't remember the source, but he was credible, I believe. And I haven't looked to verify this outside, but he said that the computers, which basically said that, you know, it's conclusively, obviously clear that the Ohio election would have gone to Kerry, the popular vote went to Kerry, it was a scam. The Republicans stole the 2004 election, just like they stole the 2000 election, just like they'll probably try and steal the 2008 election. And I get it. You know, I get why people just let it happen. Because you just feel like it's like you're so beat up, you're abused like a woman. Maybe this is why it's good that I'm still here, you know? And maybe it's good because I'm not living abroad. Maybe it's because I need to be able to give this perspective, you know? But I feel like, you know, it's like being raped. You just get fucked over and over, and eventually you just get desensitized, you know? I mean, me, I'll use the I statements. Because, yeah, I'm depressed. So you want a depression cast, is that what you want? That's what you like? I'll tell you, these past two days you said that you like your shows. I can't tell you about 2 days that I felt less like doing shows than these 2 days. And this is partially why I have to go home. I can't just sneak out and do shows. That's not my style. I need to do them like I do it, like it's my job, which it is. Yes. I need to enjoy it. I think I need my adjustments adjusted. Maybe I'm prolapsed. I don't know. Yeah, but so the Ohio election. But anyway, so the computers that count the vote for Ohio, that counted the vote for Ohio, the computers, the servers, were located in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I mean, that's Appalachia. I drove through there, you know. That's Appalachia. That's bumblefuck. That's as BFE as you get, for those of you from foreign lands. That's bumfuck Egypt. BFE. But bumfuck Egypt. BFE. But anyway, so in the same server room that housed the computers that tallied the Ohio election, the same room held the Republican National Committee's computers, servers. The more I say it, it does sound awfully far-fetched, so I'd really like to hear some, you know, confirmation of theist. I'm suffering, people. Was it my own fault? Maybe. But, you know, you get to suffer. And it's just like a phase. It's like it's just life, I guess, you know? But I'm suffering because I don't have what I want. But this time what I want isn't material. That's the thing. You know, it's different when, oh, I don't have enough money. I don't know how I'm going to pay the rent. That's a different want than, you know, my life doesn't feel complete because there's not another person in it. You know what I mean? And, whatever. I wish I was a Broadway musical. Maybe that's what I need to do, is write a Broadway musical. I can't write music, but I can collaborate. I'll call it Lesbian, or Clean Blood. It's Clean Blood, Dr. Liswood. Actually, that's not a bad idea, to make a musical about the Dr. Liswood parody, for one. I need to get back to doing my shows during the day, so that I can masturbate my vagina small at night. Lesbian. Speaking of lights, these lights are shining on me. These, what do you call the sunken lights when they're in the ceiling? And there's a circle fan on. And I just feel lost, you know, lost. Lost. Like many of you, if not most of you, because I think podcasters attract a similar audience. But, you know, lost. Lost. I'm lost. Lost in you. I'm lost in you. You're lost in me. I'm lost in you. You're lost in me. I'm lost in love and romance and pants and girls, clean blood. I can't press clean blood. I've got my arm over my face, but pretend you hear clean blood. Anyway. Oh, the opera queen left me such wonderful messages about mastication and not wearing towels, being towel-less, whatever that means. And, right. So this is supposed to be a comfortable position with your legs higher than your head, but I just feel like my sinuses are all trucking down into my throat. Maybe that's the idea. I was reading an article, maybe I mentioned this, that, like, really the only effective thing for a cold is using these nasal rinses where you actually irrigate your sinuses. Not a spray, but where you have one of those tubes like you use for an enema when you're on the run, on the go, a gal on the go. You know, and those enema pads, the squirties, the yellow, they're for your eyes. Sometimes they're for your ears, nose. So you just stick water in it, and you just keep running water up your nose, and it just, you let it go in and out. And then the water, sometimes it even comes out the other end. It's disgusting. It's unnatural. It's like the waterboarding. But they say it's the best thing for a cold. It just cleans the shit out, the sinuses. But, you know, it's not really talked about because it doesn't make these companies money. And yesterday was at my, you know, parents' condo. And, you know, I don't mind sitting there and talking to my mother, you know, when we're both on the laptops. She's playing the solitaire and I'm, you know, talking to these seismic people and everything, you know, the seismics. And, right. But, you know, she has the TV on and Law and Order is playing, which is fine, but it's these fucking commercials. Because I don't watch commercials because I have the replay TV. And you can laugh about it all you want, but the replay TV automatically skips commercials. You don't even have to press anything. And TiVo sold out to the, you know, for whatever reason, they sucked on. I think they're partially owned by some TV company or whatever, Viacom. Oh, and the FCC failed us. They made it even more easy. Basically what they did is they made it so that Rupert Murdoch can own a paper, newspapers, TV stations, and radio stations all the same market. That's the FCC, huh? Our airwaves. Right. Yep. It makes one feel very little sometimes. You know, they say the chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Well, our weakest link is being tortured in Yemen. Our weakest link is torture. You know, people getting fingers shoved up their ass. Well, they didn't do a damn thing, being forced to confess to something they didn't do, because otherwise they say that they'll rape their family in front of them. Finger right up the ass. That's our weakest link as a nation. Torture. So, how does it change so quickly? Television, I think, media. Brainwashing, propaganda. You know, when I was writing down, I talked about these books on tape. Every last one of them had all this graphic violence in it. Like, my God. I mean, if this was graphic sexual acts, I mean, some of them were sexual as well, but, you know, it wouldn't be legal. It would be censored. My God, I mean, this is pornography, violence, you know. It's just like stabbing, like death is fine, creation is bad, you know, sex being creation. It's so fucked, it's depressing, and everywhere it's just, he stabbed her, raped, stabbed, killed, right? And then they talk about going to jail on this Law and Order. I don't watch that normally, but it was on, and they're like talking about some psychiatrist who tried to diddle one of her patients, and they're like, you know, that Ice Cube or whatever the fuck his name is. I don't know why he's on that fucking show with, he's a rapper. I thought he was supposed to be singing, but he's like, year tops, she'll only get a year. Like, a year, wait, you mean you're going to take her freedom away for a year? You know, I don't care, this is fiction, but the thing is, it's like a game. It's just this inability to empathize again, and that's making me sick. So is my serotonin reuptakes. My synapses, my snatches. God. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Maybe I'll someday I'll prolapse. Layups. Layups. So what do I talk about? I can't talk about shit. Normal shit yet, still. I'm still soaking in it. I'm still tired of traveling. I just feel misplaced. Displaced. Like, wherever I go, I don't belong, you know? Do you ever feel that way, audience? Like, wherever you go, you don't belong. Like, people are being nice to you, but, you know, it's because you're nuts. No, that's not right. Fuck that. All right. Next week, I'll start being fierce again. But this week, I'm just going to get snot clogged so that I can squirt it out. And a bidet my nose. Yeah. What a boring show. I'm sure people will probably like it because it's so fucking boring. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. Why do people find stuff interesting that isn't? I think it's... Maybe I just don't fucking know what the fuck's going on. Maybe I'm just so self-unaware that I think I'm self-aware because I make fun of other people who aren't self-aware. Maybe that's the problem. Problem. Yeah. Or maybe it's just not following directions properly. Maybe that's all I need to be doing, is following directions. And I may not have many friends, but I do have some good ones. That's for sure. And every time I come down here, it starts all over again with the memories, not a sound from the prolips. As the moon lost her memories, she is smiling alone. If you come here, you'll only know what happiness means or not. I'm from Eight Is Enough. My name is Abby. Memories, not a sound from the pavements, and the moon lost his memories, she is smiling alone. I saw this most amazing photograph today. It was a picture taken from what was the name of that spacecraft that orbited a Titan from the moon of Saturn? What's the name of that? Cassini, I think. Cassini spacecraft. I've never seen this before. It's on another one of those TED Talks on the videocaster.org site, which you should go to. Don't laugh at it. It's simple. But there's a lot of stuff there. Gets to the point. But anyway, the most beautiful picture of Saturn the sun, our sun that we share, since it's the same solar system, hence the name solar system, Saturn being eclipsed by the sun. What a beautiful picture that was. It was amazing. And she said, well, you can see this little blue dot as Earth. Well, I couldn't, I didn't fucking see that. You know, in the Renaissance, perspective was... We take perspective for granted, you know? Like, things far away are far away, so you draw them in a way that makes them look smaller, you know, the further away. Any artist knows this, any painter knows this. You know, something's further away, you draw it. Most everyone knows this, even not painters. You know, if something's far away, you want to represent it, you'd make it smaller, because that's perspective. But see, that wasn't known prior to the Renaissance. And so, as this lady was explaining, when the picture, and I've talked about this before, but it was so well said by a listener of mine named PBC liberal from long, 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 long ago. And Earthrise, the famous picture that showed the Earth from the moon. And it was just this, it was the Earth from the moon. Now, having, you know, well, I was certainly born well before that, but, you know, I was reborn when I took LSD, so I don't really remember anything before that in the late 60s. But, so that's a, I know that sounds fucked up, deal with it.
It's clean blood. It's clean blood. It's clean blood. When the egg is not fertilized, it leaves the tubes and is thrown out of the uterus. We think that one ovary produces an egg 1 month and the other ovary produces an egg the next month. As the mature egg is thrown out
it's
of the clean ovary. Blood, a chemical messenger is sent from the ovary
it's
to
clean
the uterus.
Blood.
To stimulate the blood vessels in the uterus
it's
to be
clean
filled with
blood.
More blood, and also to set up additional new small blood vessels
it's clean
in the lining
blood.
Of the uterus. We say the nest is being made ready to receive
it's clean
and
blood.
Nourish the
it's
expected
clean blood.
Fertilized
it's clean
egg.
Blood.
When the egg is not fertilized,
it's clean blood.
It's thrown
it's
out of the uterus together with this thickened lining
it's clean
that
blood.
Had been prepared
it's
for
clean
it.
Blood.
This flow of blood
it's
that
clean
is discarded
blood.
From the uterus.
It's
because
clean
it's not
blood.
Needed.
It's
clean
blood.
Menstruation.
It's clean blood.
Menstruation
it's
can
clean
occur
blood.
Every 28 days, or every 30 days, or 30. Even every 5 or 6 weeks. It is an irregular flow of blood from the uterus
age.
And lasts anywhere from 3 to 7 days. It's
clean
normal.
Blood.
And in all the days of the menstrual cycle,
it's
a girl or
blood.
Woman
Damn.
Loses no more than about 2 to 4 ounces of blood altogether. After menstruation,
yeah,
this is quickly
smell?
Replenished. She's not sick.
It's clean
she
blood.
Can do anything during this time that she has
Ugh,
ever done.
How many ounces
she can bathe,
of
she can
the,
swim,
the,
she can
the,
dance,
blood,
she can wash her hair, she can enter into accustomed athletics, or any normal activity that she's accustomed to doing. Please don't refer to it as a sickness. Or my cousin from Red Bank, New Jersey. This is menstrual blood. It's clean blood. It's not dirty. Please remember that you never create a concern in the girl that's about to menstruate by referring to her as somebody that's sick. She is not sick. She is perfectly normal, and we're delighted that she's reaching this age in her normal
Hello.
Physical
Hello.
Development.
It's
Both boys and
blood.
Girls should always be meticulously
blood.
Clean and bathe or shower
right.
every day. Now, just showering by getting underneath the shower and running right out, that's not bathing.
It's clean
You have
blood.
To actually use a washcloth with soap and make sure that you're thoroughly clean.
What was they going to say? It's clean blood. Ugh, I'm always afraid like that. You know, at some any time in my life, it's just going to stop, and then this acid trip, I'm going to realize it was just this acid trip that was going on while I was in a mental hospital, you know? Like, yeah, I think there was a movie like that. Yeah, probably a couple dozen of damn movies.
It's clean blood. It's clean blood.
There's got to be
clean
something
blood.
Besides that.
Ron Paul is an asshole. He hates fags. He's a fucking nut job libertarian. Don't give him any fucking money. That's all I'm going to say about this asshole. What is this? The A to Z of Brazilian arts, entertainment, cultural events in the UK from Twinkle Boy. Why are you sending me this? I don't live in the fucking UK. Happy holidays from American Airlines. Well, thanks. Aren't you my best friend? Welcome to the Hulu private beta, whatever the fuck that is. Jeffrey Taylor sends me a link that some faggot is VC. Sorry, I know myself. Wanda ain't coming to Chicago on New Year's, but I'll be there anyway. Let's see. Maybe I'll go visit Pearl, find her, invite myself. Yeah, but that new club I was telling you about the other day, God, there are all these fucking bumpers I said I would make for people. I didn't do a single one. I suck. Jesus Christ. Anyway, it's Clean Blood. Bicycle Mark. Did you listen to the interview I told you to listen to? The Erevosis Halitosis? Okay. Podcast tip. Okay, this is from podcast.com. Now, I very much like the person that runs this. His name is Kazo. Very nice person. Very, very helpful person. He was even helpful in getting this Q-Potter directory into podcast.com. So, I want to do a plug for that, I guess. I wasn't planning on it. Podcast.com. I think that's his site. Let's see. Oh, my God. A background for Eclectic News Brief from Dux Lurie. Oh, my God. Is this ridiculous? Some vaginas here. Oh, my God. Anyway, who it belonged to? Right who? What's this from Princess Cuckoo here?
You must be 18 or older to listen to this podcast.
Fuck that. Well, there's two of them. Did I already play that? Fucking bitch.
You must be 18 or older to listen to this podcast.
Cuckoo. I don't think that... Maybe those... Oh, who cares? Let's see here. Nothing. Nope. No, that's nothing there. Okay. Amy Goodman needs money from y'all. Please donate to her. Yeah, donate to her. To Democracy Now, please. It's tax deductible. They give you a free mug or something. Seriously. Maybe I'll blow someone sideways. All is full of hate and death. What the fuck is this special delivery mark? It looks like I've never played this. 2007 PME video. What in the Christ is this? How did I not see this? Oh, because it was just because it was like in less than an hour ago. Okay. By the way, everyone, I always have to tell people my number. It's so hard to forget. 206-888-CUNT. 888, not 666. That's Cheryl. Cheryl's 666-CUNT. No, 666-LEAPS. Oh, did I call her with some messages yesterday? Because old people get working my nerves. Working the nerves. I gotta find something to play. Everything's fucked. Not really. Yes, really. See? Maybe some of this. This is here. Okay, let's see how this is going. Maybe we'll have this a little bit. I don't know what this is. Maybe it has something to do with lips. Come on.
I'm piloting the pussy. See, y'all got to be a pilot over the pussy, y'all. Okay. Y'all got to be the pussy police, because if y'all don't be careful, these men that y'all are committing to, these boyfriend and these husband, is getting the dick away that's got to go up in your vagina. So the vagina is not safe, because the men that we have designated to be our men, to honor us, love us, respect us, and commit to us, cannot be trusted. They done took the wedding band off the finger. And see, we got to do another show on that, because, see, a lot of men are scared to put the wedding band on the finger because they know in that woman the wedding band is going to also be a noose around the nuts. I mean, a true nut bracket to lock them in and keep them in check so they can't give it to nobody else. So a lot of them have not only taken the wedding band off their finger, they done took the wedding band off the nuts. The nuts and the penis running wild and running free to do what they want to do. Oh, excuse me. What? Oh, my mother's here with us. Do you have a comment?
It's clean blood.
I didn't say nothing.
No, I mean, did you want to say something to add to what my
I mean, I wasn't ready for no pilot police. I mean, vagina police.
Well, and this is
Salute the
vagina.
No, you didn't say that.
I'm in vagina power today, and this is my costume for the whole month of October. I am in pussy control. I'm the pussy pilot. Because we got to be the pilot over the pussy. We got to guard, honor, and protect the sanctity of the vagina, because our men have no sanctity over the nuts and the penis. I mean, the penis and the testicles have no discretion, y'all. Like they said, pussy ain't got no face. And when a man is putting his penis into another woman's vagina, he is not thinking about the fact that he made a commitment to yours. So as a result of that, the pussy is off guard. We ain't honoring and respecting it. We not protecting it. We expecting our men to do it. The men are wrong. I mean, these men are giving dick away. And this don't make no sense. Because you got a lot of married women working hard, man. They're going to their jobs every day, and they're leaving the men at home, or the men got jobs maybe in the house, or they're working somewhere else. And see, the woman is not standing in vagina power. She does not have her police hat on. She does not have her general hat on. She does not have her sergeant hat on, because she done took it off and gave it to the man once he said I do, or once she said she in a commitment. So she laying there totally off guard. Man, why you at work, and why y'all at the grocery store, or why y'all at church?
You need to be in tune
with your vagina and the dick and the nuts that you done committed this right here to, because of the lie. A lot of the men have thrown away any type of verification to prove that they dick belong to you, and they meeting up with other women, or they trying to hook up with another woman to get a dick out, to ration a piece of it out, just like they rationing out damn government cheese in the project. And see, we got to stop this right here. We got to stop this from going. What?
Me?
Yeah.
Government cheese in the project.
Yeah, you know how they would have them big old blocks of government cheese, that long, fixed, just stack of government cheese, that hard cheese. It was good, but when you eat it, it constipates and run all up in you, lock your bowels up, and they just give it out to anybody that wanted. They used to give us them government lunches in the project where you have a cardboard box. It's supposed to be a lunch box. Give you a little small can, a plastic can of hard roll sandwich, a white hamburger or a bun sandwich with a hard piece of salami or bologna in there, and a little slice of cheese on there, and you might get an apple sometime. It depends on what government truck came up. And they ration them out to everybody. Well, these niggas rationing out dick all around the world, all when they wife at work, all when they wife at the store. Don't let them, even if she go down the street, they trying to find somebody to get a dick to. And we're not paying attention because we think he belongs to us. He's in a commitment. Yeah, he is in a commitment when you home or when he in the bed with you. But as soon as you turn your back, see, that's why, see, these men nuts busy. See, they got to keep their nuts busy, see.
Because a lot of times, these men get with these women and they don't want to divorce them, they don't want to leave home, but they get a tingling all in their nuts, where they nuts get bored because they're going up in the same vagina or the same mouth and skeeting off in the same throat and going up in the same rectum. And that woman's performing all kind of sex acts for him, but he's not telling the woman that he has decided it within his own mind, that this mind down in him, to go on the prowl because his penis has become anxious and bored and excited and don't get the same feeling in his nuts when he get an erection from being up. So he wanna sneak out, he wanna keep
it. Anyway, if it's in your power to hurt me, by all means do. But I beg you, don't go out of your way, don't go out of your way to do so. You don't know what to make of me, but I know what to make of you. I've nothing to lose, or not much anyway, but never mind that. Never comes again.
Oh, hi. She's straight from the gutter. A filthy schwa.
It saddens me that you have to see anything this common, madame.
Poor Francine. Poor Francine.
Clean blood. It's 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 clean. It's clean. It's clean blood. It's clean blood. It's clean blood. It's clean blood.
Oh, oopsie. Anyway, that was my program for today. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Very lucid there. Hope y'all had a good time here on Yeast Radio. It's mostly about yeast. A little bit about you. A little bit about them, mostly about how we all die at the fucking end, and isn't that a goddamn shame? As William S. Burroughs says, we're all here to go. Yes, we're here to go. Of course, he was a junkie and ended up trying to shoot his wife with a goddamn apple on her head. It's the truth. What good is that advice? Like Norm Augustinus, killing women in the park, making podcasts about it. They're funny, though. Bye.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.